makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Magandang umaga po sa inyong lahat. Ito po si Shella Franklin at ngayon ay kasama natin si Mr. Pinggoy Bautista. Siya po ang presidente ng Philippine Flying Disc Association. Good morning, Pinggoy.
Good morning po.
So sa ngayon, nandito kayo sa Perth, Western Australia to compete internationally sa frisbee.
Yes po. Yung Philippine Flying Disc Association or PFDA ay nagpadala ng dalawang team para mag-compete sa World Ultimate 24 Under 24 World Championships na were held in UWA Sports Park from January 7 to 13 sa Perth, Australia po.
Okay. And you mentioned U24, so under 24. Ano naman ang minimum age to qualify?
So, yeah, ang average age po namin ay siguro mga 18 to 20 years old kasi most of our participants po are still in college or nakagraduate lang ng high school. So, bata pa yung grupo po nito.
Wow, okay. And then, is it a mixed team or is it separate yung babae at lalaki?
Sa tournament po, may tatlong divisions. May single gender, bali that's all men's and all women's. Tapos may mixed division or co-ed. So, in this division, pwede po lalaki at babae maglaro sabay. The BFDA set two teams based in the men's and the women's division.
Okay. And then, sino mga nakalaban natin at this tournament ba?
Well, there were more than 16 countries represented in this tournament, coming from all over the world. Teams coming from the United States, Canada, Great Britain, New Zealand, Singapore, Malaysia, India, Hong Kong, mainland China, Austria, Ireland, are just some of the teams that we competed against for 7 days.
So, pagod na pagod kayo, ang dami ninyong sinalaban pala.
Opo, a game is usually 100 minutes long na running time, tuloy-tuloy po yan. Tapos, non-stop running po yan under the heat of the heat of Perth. Pero buti na lang po taga-Pilipina at mga Pinoy po kami, sanay na po kami sa hainin. Yung nabigla lang po kami ang lakas ng hangin po dito sa Perth.
Okay. Anong lagay ng ating team after all the competitions ba?
So after po the competition po, our team was able to do very well po. Our men's division po, which competed in the previous Under 24 tournament in London back in 2015, we placed 12 overall out of 16 countries. So this was definitely better po than our previous standing. With our women's division po naman, again, like what I mentioned, puro mga bata po pang program namin. Tapos, on the develop po, we were unable to win any of our games for the women's division. However, the overall experience in the tournament, we're very excited and we're very happy na yung mga women, our young women namin will be able to develop for future ultimate frisbee tournaments for their age bracket. So, excited po kami mag-work at mag-insayo for the next tournament po.
Oo, sigurado naman na kahit na walang panalo, it's the experience. Makalaban ninyo yung ibang mga countries. And then, yun na nga, like yung sinabi mo, sanay kayo sa init, but then hindi nyo in-expect yung wind.
Yung hangin, di ba? So, not to mention po, yung mga other teams po, syempre po, height is definitely an advantage po in a sport, in any sports. Kung matangkad po kayo, mas madaling makasalo ng disc.
Oh.
At yung mga ibang program po has been around for a longer time. They've got a longer training period at mas experience po sila. Pero, yun nga, it's because of joining tournaments like this na we develop and we learn new skills and new methods of coaching our future ultimate frisbee participants.
Oh. And then nabanggit mo na yung men's team nag-compete na before sa London. So,
yes,
every year ba kayo nagko-compete internationally?
Well, this tournament happens every 2 years. Supposedly po, 2015, ang London, tapos this year po January yung tournament. Pero it's every 2 years po. So we're looking at our next event to be sometime in 2019. Hindi pa nai-indicate kung kailan. Pero we're hoping that the Philippine Flying Disc Association or PFDA can place a bid to host it in Manila. Para makatikim po ang buong mundo ang totoong kaya ng Pilipino. Again, like what we mentioned po before, yung flying po just to get out of the country for these players is very, very difficult. A lot of them are still in high school or in college, and several players are also based in the provinces. So medyo mahirap po ang funding po namin dito. Yung mga ibang teams po, ang dami nilang players, sumabot na ng 25, 30. Meron pa silang mga physio, may medic, may doctor. Kami po, kami-kami lang po at nagtutulungan na po isa't isa. Pero on a positive note naman po, dito namin po talaga na experience ang totoong kaya ng Pilipino at ang hospitality of Filipinos in other countries. We'd like to thank President Dante, si Kuya Dexter, Kuya Bong, at si Tita Cecil de la Cruz for helping take care of our delegates for these last 7 days. They were able to provide us po with transportation, with food. Tinulungan po kami, nagpumunta sila sa fields, nag-cheerin po sila. So, very thankful po kami. So, ang laking tulong po ng local Filipino community dito sa Perth, sa both teams po namin.
Oo. Eh, gano'n naman talaga pagka may dumarating dito, basta nalalaman namin yung pagdating ninyo, we do as much as we can na makatulong. If not, at least moral support. Katulad nung sinabi mo yung pag-cheer on the games, ganyan. So, every competition, nagbabalak na kayong mag-join? So,
opo, definitely po. Hindi na po nahihinto. Hindi na po ito hihinto. We started the program 2 years ago. After this tournament, we've learned a lot. We've also improved our world ranking. So, syempre po, itutuloy na lang po namin itong tournaments po. So, rest assured, the next event po na makakasali po kami, sasali po kami kaagad. It's a very nice sport, and if hindi niyo po alam, you can visit our website po, flyingdisc.ph, for more information on how you can learn how to play ultimate frisbee in the Philippines, or sa mga Filipinos living in other countries, you can just type ultimate frisbee in your local neighborhood po, makahanap po kayo. It's a very interesting and fun sport to play. You get to travel the world and you make a lot of new friends po.
Actually,
but highly recommended.
Yun nga yung itatanong ko, how they can contact you.
You can contact us by the website. Again, that is www.flyingdisc.ph, or pwede po kaming i-email at pfda2017 or 2017@gmail.com.
Ayun. And then, ano pa ba ang plano ninyo in the future? Like, I heard that yung mga members ninyo is coming from different places sa Philippines. So,
opo,
meron din ba kayong some kind of gathering within the Philippines every now and again?
Mayroon kaming international tournament called Manila Spirits, which is held every November sa Manila. It's one of the biggest, if not the biggest tournament po in Southeast Asia, catering to more than 1,000 delegates from all over the world po. So meron po kami mga players from Australia, from New Zealand, meron po kong teams na galing as far as Alaska.
Wow.
Pumupad sila para lang maglaro sa Pilipinas. Maka-experience po ng Manila Spirits. Definitely Filipino hospitality is something po that they look forward to all the time.
Kaya maganda nga sana, no, if in yung mga susunod na international competition sa Philippines maganda, para not only may pakita natin ang Philippines, but sa Filipinos among, you know, the community, maging mas popular pa ang frisbee competition.
And on a side note po talaga, yun nga, ang goal po namin overall is para sana makilala po ang sport namin more. We've been around since 2003, pero we have not really done any real marketing po. Ang goal po talaga namin is to be of one of the sports in the 2019 Southeast Asian Games, where the Philippines is playing host. Kami po ang we're trying to lobby po sa Philippine Sports Commission para po makapasok sa ang ultimate frisbee sa SEA Games. So sa, at doon po talagang sure po na makanaano po tayo ng hinto for our nation po.
Yes, well, hopefully, and then at that time we have 2 years to practice. Sigurado magiging stronger ang ating team, Philippine team.
Yes po, definitely po.
Well, I'm sure maraming Filipino na nakikinig ngayon na may mga kamag-anak pa rin sa Philippines and they might want to join the Philippine team. No?
Yes,
so maganda sana kung lalo pang lumaki ang inyong association.
Yes po.
Any other last words, tips or anything?
Una po, maraming salamat po sa lahat ng nagsuporta sa amin po. In these last couple of days dito po sa Perth, Australia, hindi namin magagawa ito kung wala po sa inyong suporta at ang tulong ng aming Diyos. Apart from that po, all of our fans and all of our supporters back home, ang sponsors po namin, J&J Sports Training Services, the Philippine Flying Disc Association, Gatorade, Marshall Batteries, which is a country that last minute sponsor po namin, malaking tulong po. Movement Gym, that's also kung yung gym na kung saan nag-training yung mga under 24 players po namin. And Philippine Altivers, the official media partner of the under 24 World National Team Program. So, yun lang po.
Ayun, maraming salamat, Pinggoy, sa pag-unlock sa aming interview. And more power pa sa ating team and hopefully bumalik kayo dito ulit.
Okay, maraming salamat po and we look forward to coming back to Australia hopefully in the near future. Thank you po.
sbs.com.au/Filipino